Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Rabbit, rabbit, it's a new month.
Oh, yeah. New month, new you.
No, not really. Happy November.
Happy November, everyone. Is everyone having a fun, festive fall?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
Christian Girl Autumn.
Christian Girl Autumn. Live, love, laugh.
Oh, speaking of Christian Girl Autumn, did you see the meme on Twitter yet of her where she's driving in the car and someone did the Charlie XCX yes. like in the windshield?
That actually, yes. Mm-hmm. Very blessed for that cover. She knew what she was doing because now everyone has made their own version of the crash meme.
Best of both worlds.
Yes. Welcome back to another episode. We did take a week off for Halloween, where we had a fun live chat.
Yes, we did. We
did the live chat with the girls.
Shout out to all of our supporters on patreon.com/legendsonly.
Yeah, so we did a chat on there, and then we went out and about for a bit on Halloween. Mm-hmm. And here we are in my comfiest attire to date. By the way, I am sitting here in pajamas.
Yeah.
I just attended a League of Legends Only championship viewing party that began at 8 a.m.
Yeah, I was asleep.
It was a level of commitment it was so unhinged, the invitation. Thank you to my friends Sam and Nick for inviting me. I was just like, this sounds so absurd that I want to go. We had bagels, we watched the games. It was fun. I've just been coasting on pajamas the whole day. It's the most I've worn in a while.
You know, I wore pajamas out on Halloween last week.
You did wear pajamas, yes.
I was like, I'm in my orthopedics shoes and pajamas.
Yes.
I don't give a shit.
You were serving my grandmother for Halloween.
Literally. But you know, I was out till 4 a.m.
You were. I dropped you right off at Hardware and I said, good luck. Goodbye and good luck.
I was comfortable.
You were comfortable. I left in my bloody shirt for the fifth time that I wore that out. You know, I got my money's worth.
Yeah. The League of Legends event was very chaotic. I tuned in remotely from my bed for the last game because I didn't want to wake up.
Yeah, it was a good final round. It was a lot of fun. A lot of
I mean, I did go to see them when they were at Madison Square Garden.
You did. You went to actually see the championship.
And Jinx getting a pentakill literally got a louder applause than Madonna.
That's what they were saying. The gays that I was watching with, they were like, remember the pentakill? So they were there. They knew about it.
They were there. They were there for the Jinx.
Yeah. They referenced the pentakill.
It stands out as a memory.
Well, this obviously, because of socially distancing, there was no crowd.
Yeah.
So the effectiveness of that, of the big wins, were a little less impressive. Yeah. But
that, and then the year after, when someone picked Misfortune as support, I remember, got the crowd going.
Crowd was going. Yeah.
Some of the girls wish. But yeah, I was I was watching it, and the announcer was so awake.
Oh, the announcer this week, by the way, is probably, well, he gets the high fashion of the week for me. I don't know if you saw.
I did.
This week, he decided to zhuzh it up with his hair. He went full capital Hunger Games with 24 karat gold flex in his hair.
Yeah, that's a choice.
Doing his temples. It's a mixed reaction on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know he was so proud of it. He was living for it. It looked like there was debris that fell on his head. Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Every I could not concentrate on what he was saying. It was just like, who did this to your hair?
It was so chaotic.
It was. It would have been more effective if he had it.
Oh my god, and then the Baron get the kill. Oh my god. I was like, Jesus. I can't even wake yet.
My brain can't even process what's happening that fast. How are they knowing what to say like that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I was like, I haven't had my coffee yet.
Yeah. It was a lot of yelling. It was, you know, it was a lot like the Drag Race contestants, just constant screaming.
Yeah. Sports.
Oh,
God.
You know, we love them here.
We sure do.
Sports only.
Where was KDA?
I know. They kept playing them. They
did. That's good.
Yeah. But
waiting for their second EP or their first album.
Right. Incoming. Where have we gone with this?
I don't know.
But yeah, speaking of outfits, we also got, you know, there was some Halloween outfits. There was some. It feels like Halloween was already 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
It was. Okay. We could just really speed round. Did you like any?
No.
Okay, same. But maybe next year.
Yeah.
No, there were some fun ones. There were some fun ones. I don't think it's that surprising, but Brittany was a strong. A strong costume, stronger than yesterday, but also a strong pick for the year. And we had, I would say, two candidates especially. Hailey Bieber did she did four eras, I mm-hmm. believe. She had time and a personal stylist and a photographer.
Literally,
like
probably took those photos 6 months ago.
Oh yeah, it's probably just like a magazine photo shoot they didn't use.
Yeah.
And then I really liked Anita. Anita did Slay for You, and I felt like she nailed it. Mm-hmm. She looked great. Good Britney's there. Normani served.
Mm-hmm,
there was
did.
A serving doing Salma. And there was anybody else you like? Hallie Bailey. She did something amazing. And she did Janet. She did Discipline.
Oh.
Yeah, she did the cover of Discipline.
I liked Doja Cat.
Doja did two Cynthia. Looks, right? Yeah, she did Cynthia.
Which was hilarious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a mixed bag this year, for sure.
I saw a lot of 2007 Britneys.
Did you?
On social media.
I only saw one gay getting dragged, a drag queen.
There was a lot of people on TikTok. I saw a lot of people on Instagram.
Well, we know that people don't have
just like,
taste or respect.
Okay.
Yeah. We're still doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there were other options to dress as. Oh, and there was one. Demon twink running around Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget her.
Yeah.
20 years old, I believe, was in the Twitter bio. She had strep and illness, and she decided
nothing was going to stop me this Halloween. Lord.
As some gays know, there's always a main character gay on Twitter during the weekdays, I would say, one a day. And there's always a problematic tweet of some kind.
Yep.
And you know it's bad if you check the quote retweets. And if
how many have there been this year?
I mean, I truly feel like
handsome gay.
Oh God, handsome gay! I wanted to
that discourse jump, was.
I wanted to jump into the quote retweets on that one. To be honest, that was a bad one. That one was.
Do people really think handsome is that bad to say?
Right. We can explain that one. That he was like he. First of all, a Grindr screenshot already makes you the asshole, not them.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing.
It's always embarrassing. And he was like trying to make fun of somebody for calling him handsome.
Yes.
Or like calling him out and being like, look at me calling him out for calling me handsome. It's like, get a grip. You're lucky he thinks you're handsome.
Literally.
Like, honestly.
Enjoy the compliment while you're
while
still
it
getting
lasts.
It.
Exactly.
Some of us would be so fortunate.
Maybe you should moisturize and think, you know, think about your
I
life.
I need to do that.
Well, there. But, you know what I love in the quote retweets every time? Wait, I'm going to bring it up. There's one video that people reply with when you're being dragged and canceled. I have it ready.
They've beaten your ass. ass in the quote retweets.
Is it Goofy?
It's Mickey.
Oh.
And they just, yeah, I love that one. That's how you know it's bad. Yeah, so shout out to the gay who went out with a strep and an illness.
I just, if you're coughing, if you have a fever, can you just stay home?
During my interview?
Like, please, can we not? Him. It's almost flu season. Have we not been through enough?
Nobody's learned anything.
No.
Yeah, it's been bad. There have been a lot of, yeah. Anyway, so Halloween was fine. A lot of Britney's. Oh, speaking of Britney, she also shared her own, I would say, outfit or just a fantasy. She gave us a story. There was the bloody look, which honestly, I mean, great to see that we're still spiritually aligned. We went as bloody this year, I guess. There was a narrative in that caption. And then there was another caption that captivated social media. We are going full scorched earthy. If we weren't before, we are now.
Yeah.
Mom, Lou Taylor, a dragging did occur.
It did.
A severe one.
We got the post, then it got added to the caption, then it got deleted.
Yes. She's a tweet and delete kind of girl. She likes to give you a taste and then remove it. But it was seen around the world because one of the tweets with the screenshot actually clocked in nearly a million likes on Twitter, breaking charts and sales with that one.
Literally.
So mass awareness of that caption before it went away. And this is all leading up to the big week, possibly, maybe. I think it's well assumed that this is going to be it, of the formal dissolution of the conservatorship. I mean, we can't. You know, sometimes these dates have not proven to be the be-all, end-all that they are thought to be, but I believe that's the current thinking.
So, Friday, November 12th.
Yes. So we will wait and see. But she's already saying things in the captions like, I know I'm about to, this is about to be over. And the father, Jamie, petitioned to end it even sooner than that recently, which just makes him look even dumber and shadier. To try and like weasel out. Anyway, we'll see. Big week ahead for her. So,
and her lawyer is pressing forward with the investigation.
Right.
So we'll see what that uncovers.
We'll see their asses where they end up, basically. Yeah. So from captions to actually still speaking of Britney, I'm going to throw it over to me for the International Minute.
God save the queen. Sorry, I haven't finished my trap.
It's fine.
Yet.
I love that we've decided it's just specifically England. I'm gonna like rapid fire around the world, pretty girls. But
is there a national earth anthem?
Ooh, yeah, it's Hey You by Madonna.
and that is earth. It's hot.
Yeah, I don't totally know that there is an earth anthem.
It should just be the sound of like icers melting.
Glaciers
melting. Glaciers melting and fire.
Icers and glaze.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's honestly true. Oh, it could be break the ice, I suppose, then. Grace Jones Hurricane or what else? There's other ones that are about destruction that would be more fitting.
Honestly, Tell Me That It's Over by Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Stop. We can't.
Full stop. Okay. Well, in international news, Steps just launched their tour. And in the tour, they have a Vogue medley like thrown into the set. And instead of doing the traditional Vogue breakdown rap, they've changed all the names. And they were like, Britney, Christina, J-Lo, Backstreet Boys, No Doubt.
So like the part where it's like Greta Garbo and Monroe, Dietrich and Britney.
And
is it like
J-Lo.
That?
Oh, it's totally like that. For Britney's, it's Britney Spears. We love
Whom?
You.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's very clever and very camp and very Steps. So that's a fun little cute nod to the girls. I mean, it basically like names all the girls. So we love to see it. Shout out to, okay, rapid fire. Drag Race UK, which is just now at this point a revolving door of my faves. Alicia fucking Dixon of Mystique fame slash solo era fame made an appearance on the latest episode, and they did the lip sync to Scandalous, which I feel people know here.
Bop.
Yeah. Catwoman.
Yeah.
Right. Lip sync of the season. She got into it.
You know you want to sing with us, we do.
Yes.
Yeah, bop.
So Scandalous. Amazing guest host. So fired up reference. She stood up on her out of her chair. She sang along with it, clapped along. It made it a lot more exciting. And it also made me realize, like, all of the guests who have their songs performed should be a lot more excited. Let's get excited. Another reference. Can I be stopped? So Alicia, for those who don't know, she's in Mystique, which is a girl group. They broke up after like two albums. The record label went bankrupt. There were reports that like Victoria Beckham caused it because they signed her or something at the time.
Iconic.
Which, legendary. Alicia goes solo. She does Fired Up, Lipstick, and all these songs. The Boy Does Nothing. And then there's a song on the second album called Italians Do It Better, which I constantly tweet about that I just wanted to mention for no reason at all. It's been a big year for Italians, so that's what I'm going to link that to. It's a Gaga anthem. And
speaking of Italians,
are we going to talk about an Italian whose job was just taken?
No, but who?
Garfield by Chris Pratt.
The cat?
Yes, he eats lasagna, so I assume he's Italian.
Wait, I'm confused. What?
He's voicing Garfield now, as if it wasn't enough of a crime that he's taking Mario.
Does Garfield talk?
Yeah, he's
like, I thought it was a cartoon.
Grumpy. Yeah. Yeah, he talks. This man has a chokehold on the industry. This God-obsessed man.
Well, he shouldn't be playing a cat. He should be playing a pig after that caption he wrote.
And I just can't believe...
He can go voice Babe.
I can't believe the doubt, the spiral of, like... He was so sort of, like, beloved on Parks and Rec and, like, the goofy fun friend.
By who?
Oh, he had a fan base then. He was, like, with Anna Faris. It was, like, a good time. And then...
Love this... that song. Bop.
Yes, good time. Things just sort of spiraled. Anyway, we're still international. Okay. What else? Nicola Roberts, Girls Aloud, is putting out a re-release of her solo and only debut album. All the snippets sound like it's better than the actual album. She probably should have just re-released that as a second album. Choices. What else? Cinderella's Eyes, it's called. Okay. And then ABBA. The album is here, Voyage. It's beautiful. It's nostalgic, Scandinavian, melancholy. Keep an Eye on Dan is my song from the album right now, a bop. And I just thought that it is, you know, they didn't have to do it. And it's incredible that they did. And I love hearing them back in action after 40 years. Very sentimental.
I'm excited to deep dive into this because I've really been getting into the old songs.
Okay.
On TikTok.
Ah.
And then, you know, as a music producer,
yes,
I got the stems to Gimme, Gimme, Gimme,
okay, yes,
and some of the old tracks. Mm. So I'm like starting the journey.
I mean, that's the thing. That's like how all these interviews, like, hung up. Like, take a track that was a classic from back then, throw it onto a new EDM beat, you got a new hit. I highly recommend dive into the discography for sure. The faves of all faves.
Yeah.
Very legendary, if you ask me. And what else?
Before we get off that, back to Italians.
Yeah.
Did you see the post about how they're changing the name of Penn Station and they want it to be named after a New Yorker?
I did see
and
that.
And someone said the Stephanie Germanata something railroad. And honestly, I was like, can we please do that?
Can we please do that? That would be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The Joanne Trattoria station.
Literally.
I would live.
Stephanie Joanne Germanata Rail.
Rail. I would love that. I mean, she's already been, she put her face on a bike. Why not a train?
Yeah.
There's promo right there.
Or Wendy Williams singing Native New Yorker.
But she's Jersey.
She's Jersey.
She's Jersey.
But Penn Station goes to Jersey.
It does.
Yeah. They could name the path after her.
Yeah, they could. I mean, but there's so much there. Like, for Gaga, Train on Me.
No. Oh, my God. 1,000 stops.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's... I hope it happens. Is there not a more definitive native New Yorker Italian woman?
Yeah.
So, also, yeah, reach out to us if you need help naming the Penn Station. We'll help out.
Yeah. Name it after J-Lo.
Oh, you could do that.
I can't. All right. Well... Another legend is back in the news.
That's true. Iconic people in iconic places. Not to be confused with Rita. I wasn't mentioning Rita, but now I am.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
Good morning, Rita Ora.
Did you see she, we're not on TikTok talk yet, but she posted a TikTok with her song.
Oh.
The one that was trending.
I did not. I did see that she shouted out Mariah's new song, which we didn't get to yet. Mm-hmm. And Mariah reposted the two vocalists of our generation uniting. On social media.
The iconic place being Mariah's Instagram stories. Yes. Iconic person being Rita Ora.
I love to see it. Mm-hmm. Synergy.
At the party I was at last night, someone literally was like, I've just put on a party playlist and what's the song? Shoulda known ya. Black Widow.
Oh.
Was playing.
Yeah.
And my friend turns to me and was like, can you please turn off Rita Ora? And I was like, no.
Not in my house.
Like, how did they know the song? I just thought it would skate by.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
pointed.
That is homophobia, microaggression right there. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, another iconic person in an iconic place, La Lohan, Lindsay, I'm back in America.
Yeah. Iconic place?
Oh,
not
yeah.
Not right now.
Not right now.
No.
No. Which spotted in an airport. She's back with a new beau, I believe. Not sure on the details on him just yet, but she's back.
Oh,
because,
like a man.
Yeah, a man.
Oh, it was like in her hair? Like.
Oh, no, not a JoJo Siwa beau. A BEAU beau. Back in America to shoot the Netflix holiday rom-com Incoming.
Now?
Yeah.
A little late.
I'm guessing they're shooting for 22.
Oh, okay.
But it would be funny if they still went for this year.
Yeah, I was like,
Yes, we have the new rom-com coming. Just announced her romantic partner will be Cord Overstreet of Glee fame. So, ooh. EGOT Incoming for La Lohan.
I forgot about that show.
I try to. Yeah. Well... We're in the minority on that one because people seem to love these Glee covers. Not in my house.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, she's back and she's from Dubai. And you know what else is in Dubai?
Homophobia
at a production company.
Yeah.
Interesting choice.
I deleted my tweet about this because I have differing opinions now.
Okay. We love a tweet and delete.
I tweeted and deleted.
Yeah.
Because it was like Housewives of Dubai was announced. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought of Lindsay Lohan in the center spot.
As one does.
But then I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, there are some
choices made.
Well, I will say that that's certainly rich for material there. I'm sure they're going to find some actually very insanely rich housewives there.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be interesting. But yes, as you pointed out, La Lohan came to mind. Mm-hmm. However, she is not on the show.
No.
Andy confirmed.
Oh.
I think Andy himself confirmed at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but there's some
choices.
Caroline Stanberry.
Yeah, but I... We will not be supporting. I won't be.
Well, I have yet to watch a franchise in a decade.
It's illegal to be gay there.
Well...
So, I don't even know if they're going to let Andy film a reunion.
I, you know, who knows?
And how they treated Gigi Gorgeous. I did not forget that video.
That was a video. I forgot about that.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, like, that was not fighting for gay rights.
No, no.
So, seeing certain people's enthusiasm over this, I was like, sir, are they going to let you in to even film the reunion or not?
Right, because... right. Definitely some choices, definitely some challenges. I guess we'll have to wait and see how all that pans out.
Yeah.
But
Well, here on this podcast, we support all fun fashion friends.
Do we?
Oh. You know what? Yes. We. Well, I
speaking personally, I find myself vehemently homophobic.
Nobody was killed?
But I don't think that's true.
No, I don't think so. Everybody should live their life. It's just, you know, we've had an onslaught of demon twinks in recent months.
Yeah, but I also, like, I support demon twinks, though.
Right. I support them up to a certain point.
Yeah.
As long as they don't harm others, I'm happy for everybody.
Yes, good point.
That's, you know. But I think that's the reason that some have been canceled. Like, don't be spreading illnesses. You know, don't go out sick on purpose, all that.
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, live your life. Leave your demon twink life. But otherwise, yeah, I suppose I do support LGBT. You heard it here first. I'm bravely coming out as a supporter.
The B in LGBT stands for Bradley. No. I can't. Canceled.
Yes, canceled for including me in the LGBT community.
Yes, exactly. Get out.
Get out. Oh, God. Yeah, I lost my membership card in the mail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was I going with that?
You were going not to Dubai.
No.
No.
I don't think it's fair to cast, like, a wide, you know, judgment.
Exactly.
But, like, it is law there to be...
Is it actual law?
Yes.
Okay.
Homosexuality is illegal there.
Got it, got it, got it. It's not...
I'm not saying the people are. Right, exactly. The law is.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I think there are a lot of cities untapped just domestically that are, you know, rife for entertainment still. Like, I think there are some fun cities that they could have dove into before going all the way there.
Yeah. Also, Salt Lake is heating up.
Oh, yes. First, I was like, what happened to the lake?
The ice is cracking.
Like, oh, global warming.
Yes. My recaps are on Patreon. Mm-hmm, if you want to tune in, every single week I recap Salt Lake City.
Okay.
A little birdie told me
I've heard of this.
Next week is she starting, it gets good, and then I heard episode 10 is phenomenal, so it is getting heated.
You've got birdies in your ear? An insider?
My coworker. Literally. Yeah. I was like, don't spoil anything. I don't want to know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me, is it good or is it not living up to the hype? And he was like, no, it's living up to the hype.
Mm.
So
that's
all I'll tell. I mean, that's all I know.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Patreon.com/legendsonly. Oh, thank you to the listeners who confirmed to me this past week that Mary, who fucked her grandfather, it is not her biological grandfather. It is like someone, it's not blood grandfather.
Step grandfather?
Yes, step grandfather. Steps grandfather. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
for anyone else that was wondering, because I wrote it in my notes this week.
That does kind of clear it up, because it does seem like sort of a tidbit that's been glossed over where I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had that moment this week where I was like, actually, wait a minute.
Yeah. Maybe let's check in on that and see. I'm glad that it's not true.
Yes. It's step grandfather.
Okay.
Still a choice, but
definitely
at least
a choice.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it does sound like things are heating up at Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there could have been other cities to explore.
The feds come knocking next week.
Oh, well, that's on almost every franchise.
Amazing.
I'm ready for Housewives of Connecticut. Like, I feel like that's always been there.
Oh, yeah.
Greenwich and Boston, I thought, was in the running
Boston
there.
Boston would be fun.
But.
I want them to go back to Chicago.
Mm.
Shout out to Mob Wife Chicago.
Honestly.
So good.
Yeah, that would have been good.
I'll stick my finger up your freaking ass if I want. So good. Nora, anyone?
Oh, everyone. Yeah. I mean, Mob Wives is eternal. R.I.P. Big Ange.
You're going to be leaving this bar in a freaking body bag when I get done with you. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It's
not
really
sponsored,
good. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It's iconic.
More on the word iconic a little bit later, actually.
Okay, anyway, back to getting on track.
Getting on track, yes. Well, you know, on The Housewives, they wear glamorous outfits.
Yes,
and,
that's where I was going with that originally, like 30 minutes ago. by saying that we support fun fashion friends.
We do.
Emphasis on the fashion.
High fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
My Stephanie Giromato.
Oh, well, our Stephanie.
Yeah. Oh, I can tie in another fun fashion friend, Housewives moment.
Oh.
Bo and Yang posted the photo of Gaga with all of the foofs.
Yeah.
And said, Utah fashion wife.
Oh, yes.
Which, if anyone knows, yes.
Halloween costume.
It made me laugh very hard.
It's so true, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes, our Stephanie is on the cover of British Vogue and Vogue Italy. Italia, I'm sorry. An Italian on the cover of Vogue Italy? I didn't
I
see it coming.
Said Italia puta from... not, that's literally two different countries.
That she is, yes. Our Stephanie Giromato is on the cover. Looking stunned, serving looks, stunting pretty. She's the bitch from New York City.
Yeah, she's giving like art pop-ish fashion.
Yeah, honestly. Refined. Glamour. Glamour puff.
Foof.
Foof. Medieval old Hollywood. Naked. She was naked in one.
Love that.
Big hair, no cares.
High fashion, naked, editorial, foof. Art pop era surf.
Club, another club.
The bus, house.
Plane. Sit on it, shit on it, put it in a blender. Amazing.
Never been done before.
Yes. This is two for two for Vogue, I will say, of this double cover moment. We had it with Adele, and now we're having it with Gaga. They cause a little bit of a social media panic. It's kind of a thing. It's good. You know, I'm really glad that the entire community is really coming together to realize that a Gaga press tour is a deeply unhinged experience. We're going to get quotes for the next few weeks and months that will haunt us for the rest of time. There will be sound bites. There will be repeated anecdotes. 99 people in a room. We're getting that right now. I think the big shockwave this time so far, there have been a few. Has been that if she weren't a pop star, she would have been a combat journalist on the scene of war, and that when she went to the Capitol to perform at the inauguration, she went looking for evidence of the insurrection, which was later confirmed elsewhere in a live chat she did of some sort, where she also recalled that, and somebody else recalled that she did that.
But also, like, same.
Oh, well, for you specifically, yes. Yeah. One day I will just find that you packed up and joined the FBI and were investigating things. just deeply, she's going to say whatever in these interviews, and it's just going to stick with you. And I'm excited for this bumpy ride. Just talking about how she didn't actually meet up with the person that she's playing in House of Gucci, because not even she can tell her how to play her. Iconic. Just this movie, and the more teasers we get, the more deeply pleasing it seems to be. Who does what? That part when she...
I need Gaga to play Erica Jane.
I'm sure that'll come. She's ready to take on many roles, I think.
Yeah.
Of dangerous women.
Or what?
Or what? Yeah. We're very excited for House of Gucci. Streaming already. Some screeners are happening already. So, yeah. One of my friends sent me a snap that they were at a premiere or a screening. I'm like, oh, it's coming really fast.
Oh, soon. Yeah.
So, we'll see it soon enough.
We sure will.
E-ga-ga-ga.
Thanksgiving. Well, my high fashion pick for the week goes to...
Oh, here we go.
Chigs from British Bake Off.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing glasses.
Yeah, I knew this was coming.
Just when I thought it couldn't get any better. Mm.
The flavor.
Yeah.
He really stepped it up this week by putting on a pair of glasses.
Literally.
Yeah.
The way that, like, someone putting on glasses just makes it go, like, from 0 to 100 for me.
Is, honestly, it should be studied.
Yes.
Your criteria for men is literally glasses.
Oh, yes.
And tall.
It makes someone so much more attractive, and I don't know what it is.
I think you like the perception that they are an intelligent man.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, so then it's just the look of it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, they can be dumb as fuck.
I mean,
that's preferred. That's definitely preferred.
Like a blazer, like a fully fall fashion moment with glasses. Yeah. I'm horny. Like that cupcake song.
Yeah, that does.
That's all
I'm
going to say. There's so many.
I've seen your tweets.
Creative things that I have been thinking, and I'm not going to say it.
Another week, he stays. Mm-hmm. Great British Bake Off. He's slaying the game.
Yeah.
Or
Caramel Week.
Caramel Week was a devastating week for everybody.
Yeah.
Never do that again, Bake Off. There was a struggle for across the board. Sadly, we did lose. It's been a week. It's fine. We lost Daddy George, who arguably should have gone much sooner.
Yeah.
But it's fine. He just, there was no excuse this time.
No. None.
Caramel Week. Devastating. My high fashion of this week goes to a woman who used to make music. She's now a successful businesswoman.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
She comes around every time with her wares to sell. Her name, some call her the Avon Lady.
No, really?
Yes. She comes knocking at your door and with some goods to sell. Her name is Rihanna, and she's back with a reissue of all of her albums on vinyl with shirts, which actually the designs for the most part are very cool. They are a crippling $110 to $140 each.
No.
Yes. For no good reason.
Just for the fucking vinyl?
For the vinyl and shirt package.
Oh, like the little...
Which
like...
is... I mean, the vinyl should really only go for like 30 to 40, and then the shirt, I guess,
60. So like, yeah.
It makes sense-ish. It's still like an absurd amount of money. And given that she is now a reported billionaire, it's also like...
You should be handing those out.
You should be handing those out. Will I probably get the rated R? Yes. But we'll see. They all look really good. I just wish the unapologetic one said unalopagetic across the shirt.
Oh, that would be...
It would be great. Or just a screenshot of that tweet.
That tweet on a shirt. Yeah.
Oh, it really would be. It's fine. Slight oversight.
But watch otherwise... like next week. She'll sell it.
Oh, but the actual fashion part of that, she did a shoot with the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Face down, ass up.
Yep.
Perfect. Just an exceptional shoot. She looks so hot. And that's what I got to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Jonas Brothers did do this, too. I just want to say.
Face down, ass up?
Oh, I wish.
I certainly wish.
No, that would be me.
certainly.
I'm cutting that out. I never said that.
Paris is my friend. Sweating. I never said that.
Yeah, they did their whole collection, but it was like a subscription package. So you could like subscribe.
I remember
and then you
this,
would get
actually.
Like everything.
Yeah, I remember
slowly.
Seeing that. Also a good idea. Not as good idea
the
as them.
Subscription package. She should do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, she called it reissue.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you dead?
Creative. Reimagined. Re-inspired.
Anyway, reaping the benefits of my bank account. So from Rihanna issuing vinyl to, nope, there's no clean segue to this one.
I don't know any segue. Oh. Oh, I thought of one. Here we go. Okay.
You know it's the stallion.
Oh. You know it ain't a transition.
Boom. There it is.
Talk that TikTok talk.
Oh, it's right there. Talk that talk.
Oh, I'm so proud of myself.
You really nailed it. Yes.
I did that. I'm leaving now.
It's time for... Bye-bye. TikTok
that TikTok talk. Okay, we have some breaking news, everyone.
We do. I didn't even know this. The haters
are back.
They never left.
they never did. Honestly, I was thinking about the haters this week, actually. Because I was getting so many compliments on my hair.
Yeah,
and I was thinking about how the haters were calling me Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah,
and I was just like, you know what? That's a compliment.
Exactly.
I have big hair.
And don't care.
No. Well, now, like, I care a little bit. Like, I'm also like, it looks good. I was getting so many compliments.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, call me Jimmy Neutron. A youthful legend with a good head of hair. How is that a fucking insult?
I don't see it. I don't see an insult in that.
No.
Mm-mm.
Skinny and has a big head and, like, big hair.
Yeah.
And a genius.
And goals.
So. Anyway, the haters are back.
Yeah, they're back.
And they made Janelle quit keto. Did you know this?
I actually did not know
this.
Yes.
I watched her YouTube video explanation. Mm-hmm. She quit keto. And everyone was like, oh my God, why did you quit keto, Janelle? Is it no longer bussin'?
Is it no longer bussin'? Now, for those who are not aware somehow of Janelle, Janelle is a woman on TikTok who famously continued against everyone's will to eat bell peppers with cream cheese as part of her keto diet.
Mm-hmm. Keto at a pool party? My favorite.
She kept eating keto and she would just like sit down during her lunch break and eat and do like a sort of a mukbang style eating bell peppers with the fucking cream cheese and everything seasoning on top of it.
Yeah.
Which did cause me to try it. It's fine. It's good-ish if you're not eating bread, I suppose.
Yeah.
But anyway, it sounds like, and the haters were buck wild in the comments.
Vicious.
From the beginning. It sounds like they finally got the best of her.
I'm a Janelle.
A Janellian?
Yes.
People
were so unnecessarily mean to her for no
reason.
Yeah, it
was very over the top.
Like, she's eating a fucking pepper.
You could just
shut up.
Swipe away if you
literally
don't want to see it. I know. People
but she
get
said
so
that
mad.
Like people were so mean to her and vicious that Jesus. She just can't like do it anymore. And I'm like, oh, Janelle.
Oh, Janelle. Maybe it's for the best.
Yeah.
I heard keto's not for everyone anyway.
No, but like not everything's for everyone. I mean,
yeah, everything is not,
we're not for everyone.
No, I don't believe that. Not for a second. I don't believe that.
Not everything has to be for everyone.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a fucking hater.
You know what? You've made some points.
Yeah.
If only others could take those points and shove them up their ass. Anyway, so I don't want to be friends with straight people anymore.
Oh, another good TikTok. Honestly, the TikTok of the week.
It is.
Goes to this gay.
Yeah, this
crying
gay.
I don't want to be friends with straight people anymore because they're not even... First of all, they're not even fun. You guys are literally boring.
No context needed. I don't know what it's about or why he's crying. But he just declared, I don't want to be friends with with straight people anymore.
Yeah.
First of all,
they're not fun. You guys are literally boring. Me listening to half the songs on BB Rex's last album.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No. Where is the lie? Yeah. Well, he spilled.
Yeah.
And
no tears left to cry.
No. Well, yeah, no. Does seem like he cried them all out. Don't know what he saw or witnessed. Maybe it was some sort of a Carrie Underwood concert or something. I don't know.
Also, I don't think that's like totally true.
That straight people are all boring?
Yeah.
Well, it's of course
I think
it's
they
not
need
true.
Us to show them how to be fun. You know?
We should get a group of five gays to go around the country and transform the lives of straight people. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, though. Kind of like drag you.
Yeah.
But we can call it...
Well, they...
you. Oh my God, that's a concept.
I think it exists already.
Wait, where?
I think We're Here is what that is.
What do you mean We're Here?
The HBO show?
Oh my God, I thought you meant like we. I'm like,
we are here today.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we're here with Bob, Eureka, and Shangela. They
oh,
sort
and
of
Queer Eye. Yeah.
They sort of Queer Eye it, but it feels less.
But that's emotional.
Oh yeah, you just want to show up at somebody's 9 to 5 and like tit shake by the Xerox machine.
Yeah,
and go. Yeah, I get that. You know, there's a concept there. It's brewing. We'll see who can host it.
I don't know.
We'll work on that one. There's an idea there. There's a rough
the
concept.
Homosexual world tour. We just go around spreading fun, fashion, and friends to the world.
It is a concept. Mm-hmm. Now, related to this, actually, I don't know if you're tuned in to this legend. Shout out to friend of the pod, Parker, for sending this legend my way. Griff_Griff3 is a skinny legend, I believe, based in Las Vegas. who does food, hotel, and concert reviews. You know an account is good when you cannot tell if it's satire or not.
Wait, is this the queen that was like...
Gwen Stefani.
At the Gwen... Yes.
Last night, oh my God. I saw Gwen Stefani.
Yes, and she was
iconic. Last night, I saw Gwen Stefani inside the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, Nevada. Always stage seats. She came out and turned the shit bananas. Oh my God, from Sweet Escape to Hall of Batgirl to Rich Girl, she gave it all. I've seen so many iconic performers, but her performance by far outdid them all. It was such an iconic show. We left last night.
Now, an important detail.
I want to be this.
Oh, absolutely. Important detail. He ends every single TikTok with, we love. And we love. Okay. One more. I really could not handle this one. Which one is it? I believe it's this one.
Today, I went to the new Dior store inside the Crystals of Aria in Las Vegas, Nevada. I walk in back door, and upon my arrival, I get champagne. I had to first look at what I wanted to buy. They showed me the new fall-winter Lady Dior bag. I had to have her. The embroidery on her is stunning. Oh my gosh, one of a kind. I had to buy her. My daily workout. We love. Today.
I want to hang out.
Oh.
Let's go to Vegas.
For sure, we have to hang.
I honestly feel like I wish I was that, like, when I was 21.
You weren't?
No.
I feel like you were, internally.
I was not. I was, like, going to straight bars and wearing flip-flops and boot-cut jeans.
That was my journey.
When I was 21.
I almost got kicked out of a Sia concert because I showed up in flip-flops at the House of Blues in Boston, 2008.
Oh my God. Not Sia in Boston.
In Boston. This was before everything really exploded for her, and I showed up to the House of Blues, and they were like, Old Navy flip-flops in this Literally. Establishment. They wouldn't... I don't remember what I did to, like, alleviate the situation. I think they just, like, grumpily let me in at some point.
Wow.
I had a lot of low-lows.
Photos of me from my 22nd birthday in bootcut jeans and flip-flops that haunt me.
Yeah. That was my entire outfit from high school to college, for sure. Bootcut, flip-flop.
Oh, my God. I was into my 20s. Mm.
Oh, yeah. And I would always,
I used to wear them to work on casual Fridays when I was at MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Through Times Square.
Yep.
Oh, my God. So embarrassing.
Oh, God. Wearing them in the city. I remember that, too. That
yeah,
was
I learned
choice.
My lesson.
Oh, God.
Let's just say I learned my lesson the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
Through some...
Your feet have seen some things.
I needed medication. We'll just say that. Honestly, if that didn't happen, I would still be wearing flip-flops.
I'm sure you would,
out in the city today.
I looked exactly like the men dressed on MTV's Next.
Literally, that one queen is me.
Like the pop collar, Abercrombie, boot cut, flip-flop, fun fashion friend who gets Literally. Eliminated after 5 seconds.
Yes.
That was me. That was what we had to look up to back then. Queer children... This is the best we had to offer. This is what we looked up to.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, I want to look like an Abercrombie bag.
And I did.
But
it was Old Navy because I wasn't accepted at Abercrombie.
No. It was very frightening.
I was scarred because this guy that worked at Hollister called me ugly.
Oh, yeah. Just to your face?
He was like, you're too ugly to shop here.
What the fuck?
And I was like, oh my God.
But you were kind of into it.
Yeah. It's like hot.
Hot.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, my type.
Spray fierce on me.
Literally. So I was an Old Navy flip-flop gay.
I was an Old Navy flip-flop gay because they were also a dollar and they busted every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So like it was, you know, you had to get an inventory.
Tragic.
Iconic.
So that's when I see like a queen doing this.
Yes.
I'm like, I want to be up there. I wish I did that.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Last night.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. So shout out to Griff Griff.
Shout out to gays.
Shout out to
Just
gays.
Love them.
All around the world.
Demon twink, strep gay, this gay.
Yeah. Starting to think they're all like that.
What is this podcast becoming? The gay agenda.
Yeah. This is what they'll play to prove that there is a gay agenda. all right. Well, speaking of the gay agenda, we have some new music from some gay icons and some others. So let's kick it off with a tried and true legend.
About Us, Chanteuse is back.
Yeah, that's right.
Jealousy. envy Brooke Hogan.
Brooke Hogan, everybody.
Has a new song called Better. Not to be confused with the bop on Glory.
It's not so much better.
No.
It just exists, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's here if you'd like to listen.
No.
Oh, it is a song that is out.
I like Brooke Hogan.
You know what? Yeah. Good for her for going for it still.
Yeah.
Got to respect it. Mm-hmm. I respect it.
You respect it, but you didn't listen to it, basically.
Yeah. I'm very Vanessa Hudgens about the pandemic. I get it. I respect it.
Oh, no.
It hasn't made my playlist quite yet, but I'll tune into that real soon.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay. We've also got another one. Oh, we've got some bops.
Oh, yeah. Give me a beat. So just some EDM to shout out. If you're looking for something instrumental to add to like a focus playlist or you're working during the day, there's an EP called Pearly by Polar Ink that I stumbled across this week through my release radar, which is now 100% EDM, not a single pop queen to be found.
Oh, wow.
On any of my daily mixes. They have just vanished into the abyss. But this is
well, that's because they're all selling makeup now.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
It is.
Not the algorithms.
No.
So that is a fun EDM bop.
Uh-huh.
And then Max Anisada's Rise Up.
I mean, what an easy and fulfilling life it is to be an avatar, a Maxinista.
Mm-hmm. Her house festival era incoming.
Truly. She's yet to fail. She's yet to misstep even once.
Honestly, not.
Not at all. She's teamed up with Tiesto for a bop called The Motto, which honestly sounds a lot like fellow queen of pop, Rita Ora's Big.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
blame
it
on no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Blame it on this lady.
Yeah. Well, we need a mashup and we need them to work together.
I got the stems to Sweet But Psycho.
Oh, perfect. Bop. Very timely.
Mm-hmm.
We can make that happen again.
Yeah.
Yes. The motto, it's about, you know, living it up and popping bottles in the club and turning it out and making it rain.
In Las Vegas, like Gwen Stefani. It
literally is Griff's motto.
Yeah. It's the motto.
I relate to none of it, but also love it.
I know.
It's very me listening to Paradiso Girls' Patron Tequila on repeat for days at a time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, let's get fucked up. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. What else? Shout out to an EDM queen in her own right, Clarity and Zed Foxes. She's 3 for 3 now with this song, Sky Love. Sky Love. Yeah, she bops. These three songs that she's released so far from this upcoming album have all done it for me. And this one's no different. I think she's giving what others have already suggested might be like a Carly Rae Jepsen emotion for 2022.
Ooh.
It's leaning in that direction. So
that
fingers
is
crossed.
A statement.
It is a statement. I think she can do it. Shout out to Foxes. Shout out to Conan Gray. You know, we don't stand men in this house. I'm making a rare exception this week for a bop called Telepath, which I fell in love with instantly when I heard it. It is written and recorded with like all the slayers of the moment, from Julia Michaels to Caroline Eileen, who worked on Dua's New Rules and Dua's like a bunch of Dua. Yeah, it's a fantastic song, I think. Telepath. So, you know, every now and then a man does slip into the release radar and I allow for it and I'm surprised.
Slips in multiple places.
Well, we allow for it on rare occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wrote about it on my site. I've been picking it up again lately. I've been writing at mewmews.com. I've been doing reviews of a lot of these songs that we've mentioned, really committing to doing at least once a day, doing a, a post, and it's been really fulfilling. And I just reviewed the ABBA, and I just did Ava, so I'm enjoying that.
We stan MewMews.com.
I'm enjoying my little foray back into it, just because it makes me happy, and that's all I really do feel so much better reference when I do it, so... We love creative outlets.
We stan.
Yeah. Anyway, thank.
Oh, I also have to confess something here in the new music section. I got called out live on Twitch.
About.
So I was playing Fortnite on Twitch, and I hopped into this little car.
Yeah.
And the radio starts playing, and it's all music, and obviously, I mean, like, you know, it's a radio. So, I'm driving in the little car and I start driving away and there's this song playing and I'm on Twitch and I'm like, oh my God, this is a bop. Like, this is so good. And my chat was like, that's Lord. And I'm like, wait, what? And they're like, that's Lord Mood Ring. And I was like, is it?
Oh.
And then fully got called out. Yeah, Brad called this out on the pod and you weren't interested. And I was like, oh.
Thank you, whoever that was. Yeah, I know.
I called out in 4K. Well, not 4K, more like 1080p, but...
You know, just note the songs that I call out here. And in a few months, when T. Kyle's like, so I found a new bop. Conan Gray, Telepath.
Literally.
I'm here to tell you about it. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm used to this life. I'm used to this.
You're ahead of your time.
I am the bionic of bloggers. Mm-hmm. I really am. What else do we have? Oh, really? Another shout out. We didn't put it on the list, but we often... Charlie... What is the quote? Yes, lay honey boots, Charlie XCX. Give it... Yeah, well, Charlie's back with another bop. New Shapes featuring Christine and the Queens and Caroline Polachek, who did run her over in her car. Bunny is a rider, and Bunny crashed right into Charlie.
Yeah, she opened for Legendina.
She did. She's on a roll. And I have to say, like, I was starting to think about the recaps of the year and stuff. Bunny as a Rider has really stuck with me through the year. It's like a, just that line. Just, anyway. So Charlie's back with a song called New Shapes that features the three girlies. It's a bit of a grower, not a shower. It's a bit more, you know, doesn't quite have the same impact as Good Ones did.
Bop.
Yeah. But she did preview the album on an Insta Live or whatever, and some of it sounds really incredible. She teased the Rena song.
Yeah.
She also repeatedly said that, like, Janet has been an influence on the album, and I wasn't hearing that until she did the snippets, and I now hear it. So I'm excited to hear more from this album that is coming out in March, because...
That's so far away.
She did tease it. It said March on the tombstone that she posed with, like, forever ago as well, but it's also like, wow, that is... so far away in this day and age. Just,
and everything keeps leaking. You fun fashion friends with
your LGBTs
douches that you're asking her to sign and then leaking all of her music.
Yeah, you should worry more about your own leaking and not, you know, because
not that. Yeah.
I feel like she has trusted the wrong fun fashion friends.
Yeah.
Because the rate
fair weather fun fashion friends.
Fair weather fun fashion friends, the worst kind. because the rate at which she leaks is just laughable. It's like, except it's not funny at all. And her own label, I think, did accidentally leak her album cover early on the title. But
and they leaked Good Ones.
Yeah. It's too much. Like, this doesn't even really happen anymore. Like,
no.
Back in the old days, 2011, you know, you'd have an album leak on the internet.
Yeah, because it was on a CD, and then the CD would leak. Someone would rip
somebody
it.
At Target would be like, "Oh,
yeah,
got this."
My God, what is it called?
What is it called?
Like, who's the Target lady?
Oh, Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Look at this one. This is Charlie XCX. That was a really bad impression.
It works. It serves its purpose. Yeah. So hopefully, she should honestly just push up the release date. Just do it in January. Come on.
Next week.
It's for real. At the rate these things are flying out, we will wait and see what Miss XCX provides.
I do like the cover.
Oh, it's definitely a great cover. Yeah.
I don't really know what the symbolism is, but
you know, the album's called Crash, and basically the concept of crashing is crash.
Well, yeah.
Mm. It's also her last album with this record deal, which is interesting because she has been so vocal about feeling trapped or feeling like a sellout and all of that stuff. So that's an interesting little moment. I forgot to put this one down too. Did you? RuPaul has another bop out.
Okay. I was going to put down RuPaul for TikTok talk. Yeah.
Okay.
We need to talk about this.
We need to talk about RuPaul. First of all, this song is called Just What They Want.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening in the studio with Ru. There's some magic happening.
I always have been.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with what RuPaul is doing on the internet right now.
Uh-huh.
It sends me, like, I laugh so hard. And that's so, especially now, I feel like I very rarely enjoy life.
Same.
The fucking TikTok Instagram reel where it was just like repeating over and over and over again on like, I can't.
It's performance art at its finest. It's
completely performance art.
Fumbly front camera videos.
Mm-hmm. Filters.
Far too close up. Sometimes addressing people by name that we don't know.
Yep.
It's art.
Doing blame it on the edit, like looking the wrong way.
Lip syncing poorly, not knowing all the
horribly
lyrics.
Horribly edited, snippeted. Like,
she's like, you're getting one take and you're taking whatever. You know what? For blame it on the edit, she's like, here's it raw and unfiltered.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The music video for this new one is just her sitting probably backstage shooting RuPaul's Drag Race.
Doing a little iPhone 6 recording.
Literally. Work, 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 work.
It's good.
It is.
It is good. Yeah. She's having a bit of a renaissance with the music.
The makeup is good.
Mm-hmm.
The wigs are fucking amazing now.
Fire.
Is that still Raven and Delta?
Yeah, I think
so. Iconic.
I don't know about the wig so much, but I know Raven's definitely doing the makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cinched nose.
Tiny.
I'm like, she turns to the side and I'm like, where did it go?
Where'd it go?
It's so good though.
That's a Raven nose if I've ever seen one. She loves a cinched nose.
I think it's fun seeing RuPaul finally have fun on social because
she's also hit a point of derangement on the show that has been chaotic at best.
Goals.
It's her sense of humor has become so erratic that I truly feel like that I'm bracing before a joke is told because I don't know if she'll like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more like clarity about what she finds funny. They just did Snatch Game, for instance, and one of them did Macaulay Culkin and did the like scream face. And every time he did it, RuPaul had a full body orgasm, like full body shaking, crying. Ah, ah.
That
and it
laugh.
Was like, it just like hysterics. And it was like, I no longer know how to gauge what this person's sense of humor is.
Yeah.
Chaos.
Not at all.
Chaos, mama. I guess that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
I too hope I go straight off the rails in front of the public. Like, as far as...
I'm already off them, so...
You were never on them.
No, that's true.
So, I am enjoying this current moment as well.
They're already casting season 15.
15?
Yeah, did you see that?
Oh, I didn't.
I'm like, did we... We haven't gotten 14 yet, right?
No.
Candy Muse was 13?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow, that's crazy. 14, yeah. There's still... I guess there's room for everybody. Literally, all of us will be on the show at this rate. Whether we want to be in drag or not. It's just like,
honestly,
it's become the Hunger Games where we're just like suddenly find ourselves in a wig and we're like, oh no, you will be representing your district on this.
I'm just waiting for them to announce like Drag Race Bake Off.
Oh my God. Well, that's coming. Of course, we have the Drag Race American Idol.
Bake and Bake Off. See what I did there? A makeup reference.
Oh my God. The layers that you've just.
Bake your face and that
the
cake.
The layers.
Oh.
Wow.
What's the cake that has seven? I forget.
A seven-layer cake.
Oh. Oh, that is actually a thing.
Yeah, I think so.
No, like there was like one that they did recently.
Oh, yeah.
Like flopped.
I don't remember
I
that.
I forget.
Yeah. Anyway, it's really coming back to Bake Off every time.
Always.
Now we have a certain
Chiggs left me on red. Not on red, but like didn't look at it. What does that mean? Like, so basically just didn't open
delivered?
My DM. Yeah.
You DM'd?
Sent.
Him? You DM'd Chiggs?
Yes.
What did you say to Chiggs?
I just said the glasses look better. He did a poll and it said glasses or no glasses.
Uh-huh.
And I said glasses. So I answered the poll, but then I DM'd.
Okay.
Let's see what it says right now. Let's see. Let me check.
Let's hope these tasteless people don't lead him astray.
Oh, yeah. Sent. Wednesday.
He's getting to it. It's just, oh yeah, you literally did.
I would just take like a heart or like a thumbs up. I'd faint.
I know you would.
Well, anyway, I loved his like Instagram the other day that was like, this is my first video message. And I was like, oh my God. Hi.
Rail me chicks.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
You're so touch and go with what's appropriate. Anyway.
Next.
It's 'tis the season. It's time.
It is time. She smashed that jack-o'-lantern.
She did.
Skinny legend.
Skinny legend with the boots. Charlie XCX. Leigh Hunty. Yes, that's right, everyone. The Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, is back again with a brand new tune in time for the holidays called Fall in Love at Christmas with Khalid and Kirk Franklin.
Unrelatable.
Fall in Love. I know. Yeah. This... No, I don't know that emotion. I've never felt that emotion.
No.
You got me feel. Oh, okay. Well,
I was having that conversation last night, actually.
With whom? With
about like how I wasn't loved as a child, and like how it like.
Oh, this took a turn.
And like how it shaped my view on love as like an adult.
You know, BetterHelp is.
Oh my God!
Online
literally,
counseling
we do have
platform.
A code. Though.
We do have a code. If you ever want Legends Only. Mm-hmm. We do have a code.
We do.
And we both did, in fact, sign up for it ourselves.
Yeah.
So, but yes.
That is actually a thing. BetterHelp.com/legendsonly.
A discount. But also.
I'm going to look that one back up.
We need to get better at promo. But yeah, that. So you were talking about how you were never loved.
Yeah.
And did that conversation go anywhere?
It was just a good conversation with friends.
That is a fun conversation to have with friends. Yeah. Little trauma dump. Little trauma here and there. Trauma.
Oh.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh my God, yes. Okay.
Lisa Barlow, too, this week had a quote about, she was like, trauma.
Trauma.
Yeah.
There is a sort of a worldwide epidemic of sorts. The pronunciation of trauma is apparently not what we thought it was.
No.
How do you say it? Trauma?
Trauma.
Trauma is what Jamie Lee Curtis is saying.
Oh.
Trauma, I believe. Yeah. It's a movie about trauma. 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 Thank you, Rich, for compiling another fantastic compilation of Jamie Lee Curtis describing Halloween as a movie about trauma.
Oh, he still does mashups?
Every now and then he pops in with a legendary mashup. Yeah. So, where were we?
The way that everything ties together, though, his Mariah festive moments
QVC.
Of Gypsy whatever mashup is also iconic.
You know, nothing in this universe is an accident.
Rich Juz, shout out.
Yeah.
Inspired my gift journey. A legend.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
actually,
truly.
Though.
Early pioneer.
Mm-hmm. And a fun fashion friend.
Yes, very much so. Which brings us right back to
where we were.
Mariah.
This is chaotic.
This is chaotic. Fall in love at Christmas.
But it's also like all connected.
Yeah, everything's connected. every spirit on this world.
Everything's embarrassing and connected.
Everything is embarrassing and connected to Mariah Carey. Yeah, so it's a good Christmas song.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I can say that it's not that good because, like, she's iconic, so, like, it's fine.
Right,
it also doesn't matter.
It feels like a little a bonus treat, a little extra ornament on the tree.
A morsel, as she
would say. A morsel. A sample, darling. Yes, I would agree with you. It was just a little fun little thing to add to the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, we've already got All I Want for Christmas Is You and Oh Santa getting the re-up. So she's just giving you options.
Yeah.
She's got this holiday covered, as we all know.
She's fine.
She is fine.
This is just a little bonus.
Little bonus. So we love to hear it. We love to hear more from her. And she's got an Apple special coming.
Oh.
I think this is going to become like a yearly tradition.
It should be.
Yeah. So we have that on the way as well.
That special was so good.
And I think that they're just going to keep doing fun little things with her.
Wow.
So...
I mean, the production of her TikTok for starting Christmas,
announcing it's time,
had a higher budget than most of the girls
on their music videos.
Literally.
It truly did.
And all she did was smash a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. You're right. We really just ram right through Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We have no time for it. Fair.
What do you want for Christmas this year?
World peace.
Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I always have to like really rack my brain to like, since like age 13, 15 or so.
Oh, wait, you don't celebrate. Oh my God, I'm problematic.
No, we do. Oh. We do. We do Hanukkah and Christmas because my family was like, we're not going to not do Christmas for you.
Yeah, like, why not?
Yeah. So we do both.
Keep the Christina in Christmas.
Keep the Christina. They're trying to take Christina out of Christmas.
Literally.
It's true. I have not like wholeheartedly wanted anything like since I was in my teens. So it just gets harder and harder for me like come up with a list for my family so it makes their life easier. I genuinely like maybe clothes. That would be nice.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice to have clothes
for the first
on.
Time ever.
Yeah. Like for Halloween.
A jacket?
Would have been nice for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I did that too. You know what? Sometimes it just gets bloody and you just
All right.
Anyway, so yeah, what do you want for Christmas?
I already got myself my present.
Okay. All right.
I bought myself tickets to Nora and Pure for New Year's Eve. So it's not really Christmas.
Close enough.
But this is like my early Christmas present to myself.
I love that.
And I think I'm going to buy myself more music lessons.
I doubly love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there, Nora and Pure is going to be at Brooklyn Mirage?
Terminal 5.
Terminal 5.
I'm excited.
Okay.
It's going to be like a little moment.
That's good. That's an easier commute for you as well.
Yes.
Because on New Year's Eve, you don't really want to be going all the way.
No.
Anywhere.
When I went to Christina, that was very expensive to get back.
Yeah, I get that. That's a beautiful way to celebrate.
I'm excited.
I'm glad you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jury's still out on what I'm going to do. Probably nothing. We'll see. I didn't end up doing anything for I was like, oh, I'll figure out Halloween. We ended up just like going to a friend's apartment and getting wings.
Literally.
But that was fine.
And I was like, I want to go to hardware.
Yeah.
Literally. And we went to hardware.
That's literally how it went.
Yep.
And I walked my bloody ass home. But, well, got an Uber. But anyway. Well, we've got things to look forward to. We've got the New Year's. But before that, we've got some things. We also have Miss Avril.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, signing a record deal with Travis Barker, who honestly is single-handedly reviving punk rock, you know, punk pop in popular music, I feel.
Yeah. Kourtney Kardashian is in her punk pop
She's
era.
In her Hot Topic bag.
Literally.
They are the coolest kids at high school right now. And yeah, Travis signed Avril, and Avril literally just posted a snippet of this song coming up called Bite Me, I believe. And it is good.
It sounds good.
Really good. I don't care if she's never sounded different for 20 years. Good.
Literally, she hasn't aged in sound and appearance. And good for her.
Good for Melissa. Avril.
Oh,
good for Honestly, though, it's like, why not? You got something. That's your brand. Go for it.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to hear this.
I have on my computer a EDM mix of Fall to Pieces that I started.
Okay.
Like months ago.
I love that.
Don't ask why I was like in a moment and I was like, I love Fall to Pieces by Avril Lavigne.
I love that for you.
So random, but like.
That's great.
I'll have to pick that one back up again.
Yeah.
Bop.
Yeah. So the Avril comeback is incoming very soon.
Avril Sants.
Avril Sants. As well as, we can't forget, in the next few weeks, obviously Adele, that's going to be everywhere, and Red, the re-recording.
Yep.
Taylor's coming with a short film very soon. So far, she's teased a car going down the street.
Wow.
It is going to be for All Too Well, which she did tease is 10 minutes long and explicit in its original form. So hold on to your handbag Swifties.
Did you see the alleged leaked screenshot of a possible Taylor Red Starbucks happening?
No.
And people were like, oh my God, all the years of bullying baristas with fake free drink things. And now they're actually doing it. Allegedly. I don't know if it's real. It's probably fake.
Yeah.
But
I didn't see it. But
the
wow.
Swifties think because she did that thing with the Starbucks cup. On TikTok.
Yeah.
They were like, she wouldn't promote a brand.
That is very
for no
true.
Reason.
That's super valid.
Which I do think is true.
Yes. She knows the power of any appearance in her TikTok or anything she does. Well, I guess we'll have to keep our eyes on the Bucks then, because that would be quite a tie-in.
Speaking of, I mean, not sponsored, but like the power of the voice, I'm just going to shout out Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
I tried the toasted white chocolate. Uh-huh. Very good.
Okay.
The little squirt that they put in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we approve that.
Yeah.
And I have no beverage recommendations.
Protein shakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Vita One. That's a good one. But also, a shout out to...
We should do a gift guide.
A gift guide? Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I'm down for that.
That would be funny.
The Pete Davidson dildo.
Wait, was that real?
That was real.
Did they actually mold it?
It's not his.
Oh.
They just did like a big dildo that I think is tattooed.
Oh.
To like represent him. Interesting. They're capitalizing on this moment. Yeah. Pete Davidson.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Anyway. Oh, no, what else is happening next week? Dancing
with the Stars. Making an appearance. That's the thing that threw me.
It'll probably be like Zoom.
If it's Zoom, then it's whatever. If she appears, then I feel like it's a panic and she's announcing something.
Ooh.
It already is a bit of a panic to even do a little anything. But if it could just be, thanks so much for dancing to my songs.
Yeah, literally that. Love you, JoJo.
Love you. Yes. Gay rights.
Oh, yeah. And there's another documentary coming out about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, from the makers of Framing Britney comes, we're going to drag Justin's ass even more, the comeback. I'm a little more mixed feelings on this one because it's like Janet already said she's making her own documentary. Right. And she said she's exploring that particular topic. So I don't know if it's going to add to the discourse or if it's going to be like... You know, I'd ideally like to hear it from Janet herself.
Same, I'm more interested in Janet's.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm definitely interested in a exploration of Les Moonves and all of that bullshit and the blacklisting of her from the industry.
That one will probably be grittier.
Yeah, yes.
But I'm more interested to hear from Janet.
And like, I'm not like defending him or anything, but like, I don't need more like Justin takedown of any kind. Like, it's like we get it now.
Yeah. We've unstamped. Years.
If it's, I don't know. I'm trying to like, okay, well, I would like to hear from her first and foremost, but we'll see. At least the overall thing is like this justice for Janet is like coming to a head even more. So it's cool to see.
The locals will be in on
it. Yes, exactly. So that's a nice little redemption, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, we've got a lot coming up. We do.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening another week.
Thank you, Chigs, for surviving another week on Bake Off so that T. Kyle
has a reason to live. Yeah,
And
I have a concert on the last day of the year, so...
Yeah, there we go.
Make it to 2022.
That's right.
Which is coming up very soon, so...
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Well, stay safe out there, everyone. Hope you're having a great November. And until next time, we will...
See you...
Soon.
What the fuck was that?
I was thinking of Griff.
Yeah. Oh.
Soon. So iconic.
Yeah.
We love
legends only every single week. Yeah. Sounds like Brooks Marks.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.